Lamed Beis Ido Levi.
Blood was flowing through the streets. Women were boiling and eating their children. And I have to speak about hooks and copper utensils and pools. Like, what's the point? Why is that even important? It's almost like inappropriate to think of these things in the scope of the tragedy that took place. So I think this is pshat that occurred to me. You know, when I think about my father, for example. My father was nifter when I was a teenager. So, you know, he was nifter very suddenly. And, you know, it was a tragedy because we were young. We would not have for our formative years. Whatever. But, you know, that's in the past. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about that anymore. It's not a trash anymore. It's 20 years later, whatever. So I don't... It's not like he's missing in that sense. But I miss him. I don't miss... You know, I don't miss him. He was a guy. He was always a brios. He was Baal Chesed. But I miss his jokes. That's what I miss. We're making a simcha. He's never met any of my children. That's what I miss. I miss the fact that he won't be able to hug the bar mitzvah boy. He won't be able to give me a hug. We're telling him to make some mikdash. Okay, maybe these aren't the biggest things. But these are the things that we miss. You know, sometimes it's a little thing that you miss. We miss the geschmack. That was the base of Mikdash. You know, when I travel alone, you know, for business or whatever, and when I miss my family, I don't miss the fact that they're essentially good people. I just miss the daily interaction. I just miss being there. I tell you, base of Mikdash. We miss being in here. We miss being in this mikdash. Now, that's pshat. I think it's clear. That's pshat. We're talking about things that we miss. Now, you ask, maybe we don't even need it. Like, what do we really even need it for? I was looking to hear a great shir on Nala.com by Rabbi Yehoshua Ginsburg, saying over beautiful ideas from Knesset about three beats. He was saying, Nevzal says, Totli Torah Spicha Me'al Bezal V'Kesef. We usually, when we sing the song, we're saying, yeah, Torah is better than money. But you look at the source, Kadosh Baruch Hu telling David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted to build a base of Mikdash. The Zal V'Kesef isn't money, it's the base of Mikdash. David HaMelech wanted to build a base of Mikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu was like telling him, no, it's a bit of Torah for you. Your Torah is more important than the base of Mikdash. And indeed, even Bezman is there. We still have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. We're still our Father in heaven. We still have the Torah. We can learn the Torah. So the truth is, remember Saul saying, it's an unbelievable Musar. The Bittul Torah Bezman, is our Bezman is their version of the destruction of the base of Mikdash. That's our version. That's what we have to do, the tikkun and bittul Torah, in order to do a tikkun for the destruction of the base of Mikdash. Then he asks Akasha, what's with Kina Lama Beis? You know, Kina Lama Beis is talking about all the Kalim. This is my new Torah. You know, maybe it isn't so essential. So to that, I go to the first two letters of the Kina, Etzbo Sai Shuflu. Right away, I knew it was a trouble when Shlomo Weiss was showing me these letters. I was like, that's what I shuffle. My fingers are falling or something. My heart is ripped out of my chest. My whole life is destroyed. My fingers are falling. Like, that's at least of my problems. And so I think that's also, that's a shot here also. If you ever saw an amputee, which I have, I think probably most of you have, so like, they're still totally alive, everything about them is the same, emotionally, even physically, like they're essentially the same, you know, they get around, they manage. But if you look at their stump, the stump of an amputation, it's like gruesome, it's disturbing, it's jarring. That's what we are spiritually. We're spiritual stumps without the Beis HaMikdash. We may not realize it, but it's a stark analogy. We're spiritual stumps. There was a great Kasha Shir here by Phil Spiro. I heard the MP3 of that also. And my reaction was afterwards, there's a lot of great ideas that really turned us from like, so those of us who didn't know some of those ideas, ignoramuses, opened some eyes. But my final conclusion was, I'm just going to find out which places I can go to, and like I'll stick to those places. I don't have like the energy to like start looking up to the reading through stuff. Like I have a life to lead, you know what I'm saying? And like similarly, also Shemitah, forget about it. Just tell me where to shop. Chumas and Isis, just tell me where I can go shop, because you know, I want to go through the aisles of the shop of the store like it's ShopRite. I don't want to have to deal. That's being a spiritual stump. But Divine Mikdash, Tuma and Tara, are you kidding me? We won't be able to leave the house, and even in the house, we won't be able to escape it. We can't handle Kashrus. Kashrus is child's play compared to Zmani and Mikdash. We have to get ourselves to the level where we can want to welcome that. We welcome that Tuma and Tara, Karbanos, we want to welcome that with open arms. That's Madrega we need to reach. That's what I should follow. Shuffle, I want to say, we're spiritual stumps, and that's what we have to get to. So really, the Kina Lama Vase is it's telling the Beis HaMikdash we miss it, and it's also a call to action. That's the kind of avedus we have. We realize that we're missing, and we have a call to action. Our call to action is to grow some spiritual fingers, you know, to lift up our fingers, and to say, in every act of chesed, and really every act of Talmud Torah, every extra act, but more than anything, every act of Mesiras Nefesh. When we have an act of Mesiras Nefesh that takes us out of our comfort zone, that's growing spiritual fingers. That's getting ready for the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps it's fitting, therefore, that the last word of the keynote, Tikein Bazeres, Kabetz Mitzveres, we're all over the place with our values, with our attention span, distracted and divided. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can Tikein Bazeres, Mida Keneged Mida, if we can grow, we don't have to grow a whole spiritual finger, a whole spiritual hand when we're ready for the entire Tumah V'Tahara, but we could grow like small acts in Mesiras Nefesh, grow a spiritual pinky, if you will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn, Beis Hashem, Tikein Bazeres, can make the whole thing come back with a wave of a pinky at the Kabetz Nefzeres. And if we pull ourselves together, Beis Hashem will pull all of Klal Yisrael together in Yeshua Tiyavah.
What do you mean he might?